contact tower 128.15.
Caution, caution. Manual, fuel, manual, fuel.
I'm John Golia.
I'm Greg Fife.
And I'm Todd Cruz.
And we are the Flight Safety Detectives.
Between us, we have over a century of aviation accident investigation and safety experience to draw on as we discuss issues that affect all of us.
So we are qualified to share our perspectives on accidents and incidents and what can be learned from them for the future.
We're proud to say we've got three sponsors that really relate to the topic of aviation safety: the Professional Aviation Maintenance Association, or PAMA, Piston Power, and Avemco Insurance, a world-class provider of aviation insurance.
Later on in the show, we'll tell you how you can get a 5% discount on your insurance just for listening to the show.
We don't just dissect the official reports. In every episode, we identify safety issues and take the mystery out of accident investigations.
So maybe pilots and their planes can have safer flights ahead.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are seeing us live together, which is unusual. This is only the second time we've done this. Just like the last time, we are at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Today is July 24, 2025, and just like every other day at Oshkosh, it's been a wonderful day of lots of airplanes, lots of things to see, lots of people to see, and lots of lessons to be learned. And here today, as you know, Greg Fife and John Golia, we are all the Flight Safety Detectives, and we are in our official uniforms.
Almost.
Almost.
Semi.
Wait, I need a hat.
That's right. See?
Jeez.
You're not in your official uniform. Right. That was a demerit.
Now we're properly dressed. So, there's a lot of things to say about what we're doing here today. What's the most fun thing we've done so far? Other than seeing a bunch of jets from various vintages, from the 1950s to F-35s, we've seen a pair of B-29s escorted by a pair of P-51s in the area of two, count them, two Goodyear blimps.
The quantity and quality of airplanes at this show is just unbelievable. And the number of aviation enthusiasts that are here, it just blow your mind. Young kids to people that are even older than I am.
And that's saying a lot. That is saying a lot, John. No, this has always been a great venue. Yeah, it's full immersion aviation. And if you have any desire, even if you aren't an aviator of any kind, but you have a desire to learn more about aviation and aerospace, not only the current things that are going on, but of course the future. We have flying cars here. We have the eVTOLs, which are going to be the Ubers of the sky. There are drones here that will be delivering more than just packages in the near future. So if you really want to learn, but better yet, if you want your kids to really learn about aviation and aerospace, this is the place to be because it's all centralized. It's all in one location. And you can start on one end of the field and learn about aviation history and work your way into the future, if you will, with all of the future aircraft that are being presented and flown on a daily basis during the air show. We are always talking aviation safety, but the basis of aviation safety starts with education. And I contribute as well as Todd and John when it comes to trying to educate from a safety perspective. And folks here that we've run into, friends of ours, longtime friends of ours, new acquaintances, people that we've run into because they watch the show or have heard the show, give us a lot of feedback about the fact that we are straight to the point, and as our moniker has always been since day one, we just tell it to you in black and white. There is no fluff here. There is no cotton candy. It is black and white because we typically know or at least get factual information. We're fortunate. We just ran into the administrator, the new administrator of the FAA. There are some other high-powered people, congressmen, senators, aviators as well. So it is a perfect venue where aviation draws a huge demographic together, and it doesn't matter what your status in life is. We are all in aviation. We are aviators, or we are aviation enthusiasts, and everybody's on a on an equal playing field, including Todd. So.
You didn't state it strong enough, Greg, about the tutorials that are here. You know, you want to learn about welding, woodworking, sheet metal. There's tutorials from all the manufacturers down at the Education Center here. You want to learn about flying aerobatics? We got a center for that here. It's just an unbelievable education experience that you can experience here. And the young kids that are going through it, it's just really, really wonderful to see them. The young kids trying their hand in so many of these technical areas. So it's really something to see.
And it really provides an opportunity to get hands-on training. It's very difficult to, you know, really determine whether or not you're interested in working on the maintenance side of the house. But there are enough forums here where you get to punch rivets. You get to build, actually, wing ribs in one of the forums. So you can see the construction that goes into building these aircraft. For those who aren't going to go to college but, you know, have those technical skills, want those hands-on skills, and want to be in the technical trade aspect of aviation, this is a perfect place to get your feet wet, to make the contacts, to network. John, you were talking this morning when we were driving down, which I didn't know, that Cape Cod Community College, you can get your AMP certificate for no cost because of the way the law is written. So for those people that are really interested in turning wrenches and being in the mechanical side of aviation or even aerospace, this is a perfect opportunity to try it out, test it out, get a feel for it. And if that's really what you're into, then look at places where you can get that education.
And for those of you who are thinking of other things in aviation, there are four hangars here, large hangars. Each has dozens of businesses selling all kinds of products and services, from avionics to clothing to flight training service, simulators that you can use inside of your own home. There are shops that are selling aircraft models. If you want to build some fancy aircraft models, yep. In addition to seeing a flight line that has everything from jets to helicopters to light sport aircraft home built, you can buy a couple of models for yourself or for your kids or for your adult who acts like a kid. And there's other fun stuff as well.
Yep. It seems that I buy more stuff here. And then, of course, for those of you who are into looking for parts for your respective flying machine, whatever that flying machine may be, there is the Fly Mart, where if it was on an aircraft of some sort or some sort of flying machine, somebody's got it. And if you need it, you can buy it. Every time I come here, I go home with spare parts, spare tools, unique tools that are sometimes hard to find.
And I already got some yesterday.
You can't leave this show without buying something.
Now, here's a couple of numbers that will probably blow you away. There are hundreds of thousands, not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who come to this every year. Now, it goes over several days, and they're not all here at once, although it seems that way. You have people who fly in their own aircraft, sleep on the field. You have other folks who drive in from nearby cities. Other folks like myself, And John and Greg, we flew in from distant cities. We were over in Green Bay, drive down here for the show during the day, go back at night. So you, even though there's hundreds of thousands of people, you don't have to live in some sort of crowded cheek by jowl kind of thing. You don't have to be in expensive hotels right next to here. Whatever your budget, there's a way to come here and enjoy it.
Yeah, and we've been here, I'm pushing probably 35 plus years that I've been coming to the show with a couple of misses in between. But every time I come here, just like I know both of you when we're all together, we are learning something new. We sit through the forums. We learn new things. And I'm honored to sit not only on the General Aviation Awards Board of Directors, but I emcee that program. And the General Aviation Awards recognizes the outstanding performance and the attributes of three individuals. We got Flight Instructor of the Year. We have Maintenance Tech of the Year, which John won about the time of the Wright brothers. And then and then we have the FAA Safety Team Member of the Year. And it's always an honor to present these awards to those three outstanding individuals because they are the epitome. They don't work for awards. They don't chase awards. But they are recognized by their peer group, and that peer group then recommends them to the FAA, and the FAA then makes the determination. And there are some unbelievable candidates. And we're talking both young and old. There is no age limit here. And when we talk about these types of folks, they are the mentors. They are the leaders. They are the ones who young people really should aspire to be, to look up to, because they have given their passion, their operational discipline to further aviation safety. And they do it with a smile on their face. They're very accomplished. And we recognize that as well, because that, again, that's what we try to do with our show. And of course, when we're here and we're doing respective presentations, we're trying to pass that safety message on. We can't hit the masses, but we sure can try. And this is a perfect venue to do that, John.
And it's also the latest and greatest in everything. Yesterday, Todd and I got a tutorial on balancing an engine and a prop. And I can remember that having to do that task years ago and how complicated it was. And today's, with technology, the actual computer that you use is as small as an iPad. And the process is just so easy. I mean, I wish I had that way back when I had to do it for my A and B test.
But
it really is. It's where you see everything. You see antique airplanes here and all that process, and you see what's coming down the pike with all the futures.
And we really have to encourage young people. You know, we have a lot of history at this show. You guys walked around and saw some of that. We have these historical aircraft that date back well before World War I, and they are works of art. They're beauty. You can't really describe it. You just have to look at it and appreciate the craftsmanship, the workmanship that's gone into these aircraft. The problem is that we are looking for this next generation who will learn from those that have been building and maintaining these aircraft, because we have to preserve this history. We have to preserve these eloquent machines. And if we can't really generate that next generation of mechanics or even pilots, because it takes a different kind of pilot to fly these antique aircraft or these warbirds and that kind of thing, then they will sit and become museum pieces, and some of them will sit and rot. And we can't afford to lose that kind of history. And I think that, you know, from your standpoint, John, as maintenance techs, encouraging young people, yeah, go out and play with the fancy stuff. Go out and play with that modern stuff, you know, but take an interest in really working with your hands on these machines, because they aren't computerized. They haven't been designed to fly except by a human.
Yep. Hands-on maintenance without the benefit of a lot of electronics.
We're going to take a short break now to meet one of Avemco's employees from their Frederick, Maryland office.
You know, there's a lot of confusion out there around the FAA requirements. Most people don't realize that the FAA requirements are the minimum standard.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's not the best. It's just the minimum.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to see. We don't necessarily say you have to do X, Y, and Z. We just want you to do more than the minimum required of you. Because obviously, the more you do, the better pilot you will be.
Great. And then, how are you received when you try to encourage pilots to go that extra step or go above and beyond? Are they resistant to it? Do they say, well, you know, I get enough training or I do enough flying, I don't need to do that?
Honestly, the majority of the pilots that we deal with are willing to go that extra mile, or when we tell them their discounts are available, they're already doing.
And if I choose to do that additional training, what do I have to provide to you so that I get credit for that?
You have to just let us know. You give us a call, tell us what you're doing, we'll document it, and we don't need any documentation sent to us.
Great.
And now, back to the Flight Safety Detectives.
And today, Todd and I were marveling over some of the creative ways that pieces on airplanes were fastened in the 1930s and how different they are than today and basically how primitive they look. But they were effective and they got the job done and during that period of time.
And for those of you watching the video version of this, you'll see a picture flashing up of what looks like a large safety pin holding a couple panels together on what's actually a B-24 Liberator. And a further picture, a few seconds from now, we'll see in the same shot, B-24 in the foreground, a C-17 in the background. And as I'm panning around, there's like a Lockheed Constellation, a whole generation, several generations of aircraft. And you can see this walking up and down the flight line. And speaking of, you know, preserving the old tech and learning from the old tech, you out there who are thinking, well, I'm not really in aviation. Okay. Some of you out there might be watching podcasts about, you know, plane crashes or aviation and whatnot for fun. Well, that shows an interest. Some of you out there might be flying drones for fun, or you have your Part 107. You think, well, I'm not a real pilot. Point of fact, a drone is an aircraft, according to the FAA. If you're flying a drone, even for fun, you are already acting as a pilot in command. You may not even know it yet, but you have what it takes to go further in aviation. Don't let it just be, you know, a little fascination for an afternoon. If you're interested, find out more about it. Find out how deep you can go. You don't have to come to AirVenture in Oshkosh, but you can find out on your own. You can find out in your local community. Every local airport seems to have an organization that has, you know, an open house every year at the airport. There might be several airports if you're in a big city. Ask around. Go to an open house. Talk to people. You may be interested. You may not be interested. But take the next step. That's all I'm saying.
You know, young kids today, many of them into the zeros and ones, the computer technology, programming technology. Today's airplanes are nothing but a great big computer. And they computers are driving everything. I was once told how many computers there were on an A320, and I forget, but it's a huge number. Every component is being driven by a computer, essentially. It's just amazing. And this morning, earlier today, the three of us were talking to a young man who just that path. He's not flying the airplanes, but if you fly an airplane, you're using the product that he's working on.
Yeah, every day. Yeah. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And the show has grown, like you said, Todd. I mean, this show averages between 800 and a million people, 800,000 to a million people during this 1 week of AirVenture in this little tiny town called Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And while it's a boost to the economy, it's a boost to aviation because, again, it is a perfect venue. Everything is right here in one place, and you can start to finish. How many steps did you walk?
More steps yesterday walking around here than I walked in about 2.5 months. It was like 17,000 or something like that.
You will get exercise walking around the venue, but you'll be marveled by what you see, and you won't even think about how tired you are at the end of the day, but you'll appreciate what you've seen walking up and down the flight line, the show line, and then, of course, we have the aerial shows by a number of great people, many of whom are our friends, the air show pilots, Danny Clisham, who is a famous air show MC, Danny, I've known Danny for a long time. He is the voice of air shows. Wonderful, wonderful people here. And again, there are no egos because when it comes to a venue like this, you can't outdo someone else. So we're all on a level playing field. But if you have questions, there is not one person here in aviation who won't take the time to actually spend a discussion period with you to explain whatever you want them to explain. That's what this is all about. And our friends here at the FAA, they are probably one of our greatest hosts. I'm fortunate because I get to speak in their venue every year and then do the General Aviation Awards. They are great people. They are dedicated. They have a passion. And regardless of what's going on in politics and the economy and everything else with regard to government funding, these people show up every day and they want to give back. They give back to us, the taxpayer. They give back to us, the aviators and the aviation community, because not only is it their job, but it's their passion. And you'll see it here when you talk to any FAA people here. And that's why I always appreciate it, because it is more like family, and it has been, because they've taken very good care of me for a very long time, allowing me in this venue. Because, one, this is one of the only air-conditioned buildings on the property. So it is a great place to duck in and listen to some good speeches and presentations. But, two, it's a good chiller. So it's always great to come over to the FAA safety building and just relax a little bit, but get educated as well.
And it's not just the FAA that you run into here. So today I ran into the president of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, just walking around. And yesterday we walked around and we actually had a short break with the Dean of Aviation for Emory Riddle.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in aviation at the highest levels is here. And they're not all suited up. They're not all pompous. They're all out here enjoying the aviation, and they're willing to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And one group we'd like to send a special shout-out to, we have fans of the show, several of them who've come up to us and spoken to us here, and we appreciate all of you who do watch the show, and we appreciate all the feedback you give us. So if you have ideas or complaints or a combination of the two, please send it to us. We love it.
And I think the best thing is we get to interact with our sponsors. Avemco has been just an ideal sponsor for us. And now that I've been able to close the purchase of this airplane that I've been talking about for a while, Avemco is now my insurer for my aircraft, which is unbelievable because I've had them in the past. They've been very good to me when I had my Piper Comanche. Now I have a Turbo Arrow. And again, that being said, not only are they a sponsor, but they've always been a good partner from the insurance standpoint. Also, we have Piston Power, and I'm currently working with the folks at Piston Power to see how they can help me be basically my maintenance manager. They are going to watch all the inspections on my airplane. If I need anything, they're going to be able to provide vetted services through not only providers that they're aware of, but if I have off-scheduled maintenance, they'll be able to vet whatever location I'm at. They'll be able to vet a maintenance operation or a person who can do the maintenance on the aircraft without me having to worry about it. And so we're very appreciative for that as well. So it's a great venue. If you have any understanding, any interest in aviation, not just safety, but just aviation and aerospace, you want to encourage your family members, your kids, nephews, nieces, doesn't really matter. But the younger population, this is the place to do it. And I guarantee you come here, you will be amazed how many young kids, I'm talking into basically 1, 2, 3 years old, who are into aviation. It's hard to imagine that until you actually see that joy. We walk around the venue, you see the enthusiasm by these young kids. There's just so much for these young kids to do, to understand and learn about aviation. And then for us older guys.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. As for your older guys, there's a lot of pilot things as far as Pilot Proficiency Center, where Redbird has all of their simulators. There's just so much we can talk about. But until you've actually been here and experienced it, you can't really appreciate it.
Do you see how many simulators they have up there today?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. They're in constant use here.
Yes.
Constant use.
Yep. And the FAA has a very good venue. They talk about aviation weather. Todd and I ran into a friend of mine who is a doctor of meteorology, and he is one of the FAA's meteorological experts. And so we had a chance to talk to him because I want more weather cameras in the state of Colorado. And he said, we're working on it. Weather cameras,
which is a tool that is available to pilots through the FAA's website. You can actually see, because they have cameras set up in strategic places, you can actually see the weather conditions at a particular place. We have cameras set up in Monarch Pass and Independence Pass and a variety of other places that if I intend to fly that direction, I can literally go on the computer, pull up the camera, and it's a live shot, it's a live stream of what the real weather is doing. And if the weather is lousy, what it does is split screen it. So it'll show you what it should look like in a on a VFR day, and then it shows you what the current condition is. And that is so helpful when trying to flight plan and whether or not you're going to be able to do things VFR or you're going to have to file IFR. So, I mean, there's just so much to do here, so much to learn here, and so much to appreciate. And we're very fortunate because the three of us have been coming to this event for quite a long time. And there's no stopping us now, man. I intend to be back here with my colleagues next year.
And the truth be known, Greg only comes here because it's around his birthday time, and he wants the birthday party.
Giving away my secrets.
And on that note, my second to last word is come to AirVenture, please.
And for a last word, I want to tell you that we practice what we preach. Because what I'm going to say, and I always say, is when you go to the airport, we want you to do a good pre-planning before you leave the house. And then after you get to the airport, pre-plan your trip. And then when you get out to the airplane, do a checklist. Well, we're rushing to finish this a little bit because we're getting ready to enter a class on checklists.
There it is.
So yep.
You're always learning. We're always learning. So, John, with that,
please fly safely.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. We really value all of our listeners and subscribers. Our podcast gets ranked by you. So if you like this, give us 5 stars inside your podcast platform.
We want to keep the conversation going with you. So we'd love for you to engage with us on our social media channels. We're on Instagram, X, Facebook, LinkedIn, and of course YouTube.
You can email the show at flightsafetothetexas@gmail.com. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, we're working on growing this channel, and it really helps if you all comment. So please do that. We read them all.
And be sure to subscribe.
According to Avemco claims data, 34% of aircraft accidents happen on landing. Does this number surprise you? Avemco Insurance Company values safety and believes strongly in continuous pilot training and education to help prevent these accidents and promote safer skies for everyone. That's why they sponsor the Fast Team Wings program and the Flight Safety Detectives podcast. Avemco rewards safer pilots with premium credits through their Safety Rewards program. Earn an automatic 5% off by mentioning you're one of our listeners. Call 888-879-0389 for a free quote or visit avemco.com/flightsafety.